The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Divas Show with the Dr. Divas themselves. If you have questions about your relationships, career, home life, or finances, you've come to the right place. Now, here are the Dr. Divas themselves, Dr. Rhonda, Dr. Pamela, and Dr. Sony.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Dr. Divas Show. This is Dr. Sony, and you are with Dr. Rhonda.
Hi.
And Dr. Pamela is not here today. One day, we're all going to be in the office at the same time. But that day is not today.
Yeah, one day very soon, right?
And here's the crazy thing is that we're not even in the station. We're all calling from different locations. So I'm at my home office. So, so if you hear the doorbell ring or dogs barking, yeah, that's life in Dr. Stoney's shoes.
Yeah, same here for Dr. Rhonda. I'm calling from my home office as well. And, oh, man, I've told my kids, be quiet. No questions until 12 noon.
No, that's the life of being a Dr. Diva. Like, you have to, the show must go on no matter where you are at or what you're doing. So
that's
we wanted
right.
to be here with you so bad that we were like, forget the studio. We'll call in where we are.
That's
we do.
Right.
And so hit us up. Check our website out, Dr. Divas, drdivasshow.com. If you don't know by now, come on, where you been? Also, hit us up on Facebook, / Dr. Divas, spelled out. And then Twitter, at Dr. Dr. _Divas. And then, of course, call us. Mm-hmm. I have to say that in New York accent. Call us. 888-346-9141. And today, it's funny that we're all home doing the show from our house because of family matters.
That's right. That's so ironic.
I know. The show is about family matters, and we're all taking care of family, which is, and work, and all of that other stuff, which is why we're not in the studio today. But you know what? The experience will be the same because we're still awesome no matter where we are.
Amen.
Right, Rhonda?
That's right. Amen. And amen. So,
yeah. So, we're going to talk a little bit about family matters. Family is very important to me and all of the Dr. Divas, I'm sure. But, you know, when you're a woman and a man, I guess men go through this too, and you're wanting to start a family, there are changes.
Right. Changes a whole lot of stuff.
You have asked yourself, so how did you start your family? I mean, did you just decide, Rhonda, that you were going to do it, or it just happened to come about?
Well, a couple of times it just happened. There was no planning. No planning at all. But, you know, once it happened, there were things that did change, you know, and I don't, you know, regret anything as far as, you know, how we did with my kids. I would always take that first, you know, 3 years off with them, you know, and I was at home with them, you know, able to, you know, take them to the doctors or just to bond with them, you know, that first 3 years of life. And I usually found myself, you know, starting over again career-wise. That's why I don't have a tight career path as it is. There's some gaps in there. but I wouldn't change, you know, anything. And I would say the only failure in that is that, like I said, my resume is full of like gaps, and they're like, well, what are these gaps? Oh, kids happen right there. You can definitely tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand. And it was, with me, it was a little bit like, okay, I was also able, and I think it's just a blessing to be able to take off time to have kids and to be able to raise your kids. But the great thing about me is I was able to take my kids on the road with me whenever I was speaking or doing my job.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I actually have my parents to thank for that. My dad, for the first 2 years of my son's life, my dad literally went everywhere I did and was my son's nanny. So thank you, Daddy.
How sweet. That's too sweet.
I was able, you know, to get on the plane and fly my dad with me and my son, and he came everywhere. So while I was out doing my job and teaching and keynoting and all of that stuff, he was in the hotel room with his grandchild. So, you know, I guess that's probably one of the best jobs in the world, to be able to be a nanny to your grandchild.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? You wouldn't have any hesitation from the grandparents.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
it was great. But
it is.
Yeah, but, you know, there are some women who can't leave their career.
Right. You know? It's just so true.
And just kind of, you know, take their kids with them or be able to take off with them. And so I acknowledge those women. I recognize those women. My mom was one of those women. I know women like that. And it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And it really is. And my mom, she was a single parent, so she could never do that, you know, never had that luxury. She always had to work. But I don't know. I think my aunts and everybody else kind of put their hands on deck to help, you know. But like I said, she never had that luxury of just staying at home with us, you know. So, you know, she was always the breadwinner, you know, the one and only. And that was just how it went, you know, and I applaud her because she taught me so many things about just being strong, you know, on the outside and the inside as a woman, you know, still being able to maintain household and manage your kids, you know, and I think she still does a better job of it than I do. And I got some help. So.
Well, and, you know, that's interesting because, you know, we want to recognize the single parents out there, men and women, mm-hmm. who are holding it down without a partner or even without a traditional partner,
right.
Because I think that is amazing. And I tip my hat to you guys because I have a husband and a nanny.
Now, Dr. Stone, you got to have that together now. You got the nanny too. What?
And I'm barely making it. You know, I love, like, the end of the day, I'm still, because I guess I'm still an active parent, even though I have a nanny.
Yeah.
So, I'm still
taking
my kids to ballet lessons and baseball practices and all of that stuff and keeping schedules. But for single parents out there and all of those mothers and fathers who are doing it by themselves, please call us 888-346-9141 and tell us how you are doing it. And you know what? This is a time for you to toot your own horn. Say,
that's
yes,
right.
I'm doing it. I'm holding it down. Even if you're holding it down with a partner, I'm holding it down with a partner, you know?
Hey, I'm trying to hold it down with my partner.
You know?
I'm trying.
So,
what,
know,
about,
like,
those people?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You know, everyone who's, you know, out there and, you know, they have their family, whatever family means to you. I mean, it's not necessarily with kids. It's not necessarily with a partner. It could be you're taking care of an aging parent, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too. Nowadays, it's very big, you know, taking care of an aging parent. I just hear a lot of the stories from my friends and things like that, and that's becoming a reality for them, you know, having to kind of make changes based on that.
Right. And I know a lot of people who are doing that, and especially as baby boomers get older, you have a lot of society, I believe it's almost 50%, that are in that position. So there are a lot of people who are either taking care of an aging parent now or planning on doing it. So
Yeah. So making changes to the house. Yep.
Yep. Or your family could be you and your pet, you know.
That's right.
Hey,
shout out to the pet mom.
Yeah. So also we want to talk about, and I have to talk about this, is the whole peace of mind thing and how your relationship and your mind and your mental health changes when you have a child or you take on an aging parent or you, you know, you have that extra family member. So just from a psychological impact, it is important to understand that you have to maintain balance.
Right.
Because it can become overwhelming.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, I had to take care of my mom. She had gotten sick one time, and man, and I live here in Atlanta and she lives in South Georgia, and man, I could only imagine, you know, what someone's going through all the time with that particular responsibility, but it was tough, man. I had to rearrange my work schedule, rearrange everything about my life up here in Atlanta just to make sure that I got down there, you know? So,
wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, it can be tough.
So what was it like? I mean, like, well, what was that experience like?
Girl, it was totally stressful, but I would always do it again, you know, because I know she would do it for me. And I love that lady to death, but it was stressful. My heart was heavy at the same time. So you're hurting because you never think that you're going to see your parent be so sick that they can barely take care of themselves at a given, you know, point. And you just feel like, man, you have to do it. You got to find the strength to do it, even though you're not. So it's like a lot of things going on in your brain psychologically, you know, and I just always wonder what would happen if a person who was mentally weak going through something like this, like what would happen to that person? Because I found it very hard to maintain everything. I think I was looking real crazy, you know, walking around here. I'm driving from Atlanta to South Georgia, you know, at least once or twice a week, you know, and then having to get there and have that energy, you know.
That's amazing. Kudos to you, Dr. Rhonda.
Thanks.
You know, that's
girl,
amazing.
I tell you.
Oh my gosh.
It was a time.
Huh?
I said, yeah, it was a tough time, you know, so.
I think that's amazing for everyone who can do that. And you know what? One of the things that I had to learn when I had my second child was I didn't get a chance to do what I did with my first child, like have my dad go with me, because by the time I had the second one, my first one was in school, so he couldn't miss school. So I really want to explore and talk about what women can expect when they get back to work after starting a family. And that's whether you have a child or you get married and you take the honeymoon and you come back to work or you have the child and you take your however many weeks of maternity leave and you get back to work. Because, you know, I found, and I'm sure a lot of women and men, because now there's paternity leave mm-hmm. out there, have found that it's a little bit difficult to come back to work, especially after having a child. Because I know when I got back to work, even though the maternity leave said, you know, so many weeks, that wasn't enough for me because I had a C-section. So.
Wow. Wow. And you're right. It doesn't account for that.
No. So, I mean, it takes some of us, and I have my kids late, so it takes some of us a little later to heal than others. So we're going to talk about that. And it's kind of difficult mentally to get back into work. Physically, I know I was nursing, so it's, you know, hard to, mm-hmm. to go in and tell your boss I need to take a 15-minute break because I got to go pump. You know, it's not the best thing to get into. So when we get back on the other side of this break, hopefully we'll have Dr. Pam come in. But on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about more of family matters and everything that encompasses that. So make sure you join us back. This is the Dr. Diva Show.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you ready for a health, life, and empowerment show in one? Then be sure to listen every week for Living Well with Ann Beal. Ann takes her long-running TV show to the Internet Talk Radio airwaves with guest experts and insight designed to help you live a healthy and successful life. By hearing from the experts and those who have found success, our goal is that you too will be motivated to do the same. Living Well with Ann Beal can be heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Domestic violence and abuse are experienced by both men and women in everyday life. If you have experienced abuse, know that you're not alone on your journey. Listen for Abuse, Survival Stories presents I Reclaim My Voice with co-hosts Reese Zigazaga and Denise Watkus. We'll speak with survivors who have emerged safe and victorious and who are passionate about helping others reclaim their voices. Tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Diva Show. I'm Dr. Rhonda, and we have Dr. Sony, who's been gone, but she's back. And we have Mr. Pam. She called in like Wonder Woman.
Why, hello there.
So she is back. So we are talking about family matters. So call us 888-346-9141. Like Dr. Sony said, call us to give us a shout out, you know, toot your horn or call us and share your story. So we'd love to hear from you. So Dr. Pam, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I missed the first segment because I was dealing with some family matters. So it's ironic for the topic. That's exactly what we were just saying, how everybody, we're all calling in from different locations because we're all dealing with family matters. But yeah. I think the moral of this story is it doesn't matter what family matters you have. The show must go on.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Y'all were slow to kind of support me on that one. I'm going to need y'all to be able to on the high five.
We're in three different locations. I can't see your face. So,
We were talking about, and maybe Dr. Pam, you could chime in, because we were talking about, you know, basically coming back to work after a family change, like such as having a baby or getting married. And just kind of like what can women expect when they come back to work, particularly after having a baby?
A whole lot of stuff that didn't get done that you have to catch up on because nobody else picked up the stuff for you.
So you're great answer, Dr. Pam.
I think you should expect the side eye as well.
You think?
You know, I got the side eye from some, you know, when I came back to work after having my second child, I got the side eye because it was kind of like, it took me longer to heal because I had a C-section, but then I had some women who was like, I don't know why it took you that long. I had a baby and I came back to work, you know, the next day.
Wow.
Some hate and
shame.
I'm
like, well, great, your uni is made of steel, but mine isn't.
And, you know, I mean, examine why they went back. Is it because they had to for financial reasons? Is it because they wanted to get away from their children? Is it, you know, everybody has a different reason, you know, and it may not necessarily be a great reason. I mean, not to sound judgmental, but okay. So you
I think their unis were made of steel and they can bounce back.
Yeah, maybe.
Hashtag steel uni.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. No, I don't know that.
Poor Kelsey. We love you, Kelsey.
Right. We Love you. Yeah, I don't know that I got too many side eyes, but I definitely got, you know, I actually had a pretty, as toxic as the environment was that I worked in, they loved babies and they loved when people had babies. So if there was nothing else healthy about that environment, it was when I came back from maternity leave. So I can give them credit for that.
Oh, good.
She's like,
good.
For that. That's about it.
But I was.
Well,
you know,
I think it's important that, for jobs in particularly, to understand that, you know, when a woman's coming back to work, or even a man from paternity leave, that, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to be a jump in. You know, there is a bit of a transition, and to remember that they're probably not getting a lot of sleep. So,
yeah. I mean, it is such a life change. And I know, other countries give much longer maternity leaves than we do here. And so to not only have a shorter maternity leave, you know, 3 months versus a year, I think that's given in Europe. And then to expect you to just jump right in and just be full speed with it really is unrealistic and, unfair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, heck,
now, Wanda, I do have to ask this question because you said that, you know, you had gaps in your job, in your resume, because of your babies.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because you wanted to start your family, which is awesome. So my question is, can women really restart their career after quitting work for children? Like, is that possible?
I think so. I mean, each time that I've taken the time off, to be with my family and to raise my kids, I found that I was able to still come back into a certain position at a certain place and, you know, still do my best and rise to the occasion of the whatever the environment was calling for and to be successful. So that was just, my take on it. But I say that to say that's because I took enough time off to where I wasn't, a groggy parent, trying to come to work when being up all night feeding the kids, by the time I would come back to work, my kids, they're into preschool. So, there were so many benefits to, being able to stay home because I was a fresh parent at that time, ready to do some stuff, like, give it to me, I got it, so that's the difference, I brought in performance, it wasn't like I was a fresh parent. I was one of those parents who had been tired, groggy, stayed up all night, but was still at home. And once they got ready to go to preschool, I was fresh and ready to go. So yes, I found that I could still be successful.
That is such a blessing. Because that, for me, it was like, no, you're going back to work.
Oh, Lord. They ain't say it like that, did they, Dr. Pam?
Yeah. But I'm saying, it was right after maternity leave. There was no time, after that. It was 3 months, okay?
Yeah.
I begged, can I start my own business from home? Can I... can we work out something out where I don't have to go right back to work? But, at the time when I was married, it was, my mom raised 4 kids all by herself. That was the standard that I was pushed to follow. And, but it is a blessing to be able to have that time if you desire to have it.
Yeah, and I sometimes I felt like, oh man, I could be doing XYZ by now, but when it's all said and done, you take the limitations with the benefits, and the benefits, they outweighed, 1,000 times, mm-hmm. More. So
absolutely.
It is. I shout out to my boo. Thank you, boo. Thank you, boo James. So yes, it was good.
Well, there's actually some research behind it. And Gabby Hinsliff, a former Observer political editor who actually quit to spend more time with her son in 2009, she interviewed several women who said that they actually bounced back to their career after taking time off for their kids. And one of them said, nobody's pretending this kind of comeback is easy. Everyone she interviewed struggled at first, and the best advice for exhausted parents tempted to give up work is to try going part-time if you can, and to keep your options open. That way, transition is easier.
And, you know, and, that, and that's hard because a lot of workplaces, you know, especially if you're part of a professional workplace, they won't even give you part time, you know, so you'll probably find yourself underemployed if you try to, you know, do the part time. Some workplaces are flexible, but just be mindful of that and just know what you want out of it. You know, that's what I would, you know, definitely recommend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Awesome.
And yeah.
I think one of the things that, you know, and we talked about in one of the studies that I'm looking at, you know, talks about the men's role in, you know, when children are brought into the picture, because it, you know, it really changes things. There's no doubt about that. I don't think anybody will debate that. And in my situation, you know, my ex-husband actually did take time off. He took a few months, maybe, because his company allowed for a paternity leave, you know, and so he did that, and, you know, that was pretty great for him to be able to have that time to bond with our daughter, you know, in a way that, you know, you don't normally see happen. So I think it's important when men get to do that. In a study with Dr. Dorothy James of Texas A&M University, she talks about conversations that she's heard with young fathers. And they're talking about, you know, feeling distressed about having to manage a demanding job, a loving relationship with their wives, and a young family. And it's interesting because that's not the kind of conversation we thought we would have heard or that we've heard in the past, in past generations, you know, with men and their families. You know, we usually hear that it's all on the woman, and the man just goes about his life, goes to work, and he doesn't worry about managing and demanding the loving relationship and the young family. And if so, even if they were juggling those, it's just not talked about. So what Dr. Dorothy James is saying is it is more talked about now. It is something that's being acknowledged more so for men than it has been in the past, which is really interesting.
I think the interesting part, and I don't, you know, Dr. Pam, you tell me if that study mentions it, but, I mean, just financial impact alone. Of adding to the family, and then if the woman decides not to go back to work, I mean, so you're working off of one income.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and it does talk about that. You know, it talks about cutting back on expenses that allows family to enjoy a less stressful life. These are some of the recommendations she has, you know, and just being, it's going to be a shock, you know, because first of all, even when you, whether you're, well, even if you go back to work, you're going to have to deal with child care expenses.
Right.
And some families nowadays are being forced to make the decision about whether or not it's worth it to go back to work. Is all of my money going to child care? And I have several friends who have quit the workforce because it just didn't add up. You know, child care, you know, in their case, they had two kids. And child care for one kid can be $1,000+ a month. You know,
that's right.
So you think about whether or not your job can even cover that.
Right.
It's a dilemma.
Yeah.
Oh, that is, that is, I've met, or I have some friends who had to go through that, that discussion. And I've had several friends who actually came out with a decision and said, my entire paycheck would be going to childcare. So I'm staying home.
right. Yeah. And we've had that discussion too, you know, and I've had to select my positions, you know, especially when I'm going back to work, you know, because there's the after school care and all these things. We've had that conversation too. And if it's not going to add up, then that's not the position for me, you know. So anything I've ever had to take after I've returned back to work had to outweigh, you know, the child care costs, because, you know, as you guys stated before, it could be astronomical when you add the second child or the third child to the equation. You could be paying several thousands a month for childcare. So,
And I know that at the end of the last segment, you mentioned single parents. My apologies. That's my daughter in the background getting ice.
Hey, Joya.
Well, when we get back, speaking of single parents, and since we have Dr. Pam on the line, we're going to actually talk a little bit more about single parents and kind of double back to that, because I don't think they get enough attention and they're just due. So when you come back to the Dr. Diva Show, we're going to talk more about single parents, and I'm going to give you some peace of mind tips. So meet us back on the other end of this commercial.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas. at Voice America Empowerment.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Now on Voice America.
The road you travel in life is never a straight line. It's more like running around in circles, which is not a problem when you make Richard Flint a part of your world. When you're standing next to Richard, you begin to see a lot less confusion and a whole lot more clarity. Things just start falling into place.
Every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
The power to be with Richard Flint.
Join us, and more power to you.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Diva Show. I'm Dr. Rhonda. I have Dr. Sony and Dr. Pam on the line, and we are so excited today to be talking about family matters. Hit us up on our line, 888-346-9141. Share your stories, your successes, your failures, your limitations. Share it all. We're waiting on you to call. So now we're going to switch over and let Dr. Sony kick some knowledge on peace of mind for family matters.
Kick some knowledge in your ear. I'm about to kick some knowledge, son.
Go on, son.
I'm sorry. I get skanked on a Thursday.
We can go there.
I was listening to gangsta rap before we came on the air.
Early in the morning.
So, sometimes you have to, though. It gets you crunk. Do they still
say
that?
I'm crunk. But you got a problem with that, son? Okay. So, you know, it's interesting that when we're talking about parenthood and even when you're caring for an aging parent, not just a child, but when you're caring for anyone in your home, even a husband, Lord, don't even get me started on that one. But
me either. Don't get me started. You guys know my dilemma.
An able-bodied person. But these three pitfalls happen no matter who you're taking care of. And these actually come from Joyce Martyr, who's an LCPC, which is a psychotherapist, and she owns Urban Balance, which offers pre and post baby couples counseling. And so she's like, you know, your relationship, of course, and life in general is going to have a dramatic change. I can attest to that. But there are some three pitfalls that can happen as a result of having kids. And this is interesting because having a child can bring a couple closer, but it can also chip away at a relationship if you're not prepared for the pitfalls of parenting. And so the first pitfall is sleep deprivation. And you guys give me an amen if this...
Yes.
Amen.
But just kids are exhausting, you know, and they
not
don't
just
sleep
kids, adults.
Want them, right? Don't do anything when you want them to. So Sleep deprivation can have an impact on your psyche. It can sink your mood. It can make it harder to cope effectively with stress. It can exacerbate anxiety and mood swings. So there's a lot of things that can happen to you psychologically when you're exhausted and you're deprived of sleep. And kids do that. they deprive you of sleep. So couples can fight, you know, about who's doing more and sleeping less. And I can remember having those fights, like, I'm tired. You never get up with the child. And, you know, my husband's like, because you nurse and I can't really do that, you know. So the primary caregiver may feel unsupported and alone and eventually can resent their spouse. So that is a pitfall that you need to be aware of. The second pitfall is lack of intimacy. Because sexuality and sexual connection is a big component of romantic relationships, let's just face it, when you have baby, it's hard to get busy. It really is. And, you know, like my kids, they end up in my bed in the middle of the night or at 1 o'clock in the morning, they're coming in. So you got to get creative. It's like, and that intimacy can become a significant problem for couples. And then not just the lack of intimacy, but couples experience a decline in desire because they're busy all day. Body image issues. I mean, especially for women, after having a baby, it changes your body. And so women may not feel desirable. Therefore, they're not wanting to do it. So that's the second pitfall. And then the third pitfall is responsibilities. And Joyce Martyr's practice, she says the most prevalent problem for couples is division of labor. Resentment inevitably peak when one partner feels like they're tackling more tasks and are working harder. And that's probably the woman. I'm just going to say it. She didn't say it. This is all Dr. Stoney, but division of labor is because as a woman, I'm probably doing more than the guy. I'm going to put that out there. And this is not to bash any man, but it just happens that way. I mean, how many of you guys have had the guy do something and he didn't do it right, and you're like, oh, just forget it, you know?
Yeah. So true.
I'll do it. So those are the pitfalls. Sleep deprivation, lack of intimacy, and responsibility, division of labor, not equitable. So if you disagree with me, I don't know why you would, but you can still call 888-346-9141. And if you agree with me, you know, call and give me an amen because I know I'm right. I always
That's right. Am. You're right.
Well, you know, it's
so what do you guys think about that?
Well, it's interesting because you said that one of the things that, you know, that your husband said was, I can't get up because, or I can't do anything because you're the one, you're breastfeeding, which, you know, I can get the logic behind that. But you know what I did? I did pumping. So at night, you go get that bottle out of the refrigerator.
I pump as well, but for me, pumping just made me produce more milk and it made everything hurt. In the middle of the night, I felt like I had rocks.
I had gallons of milk in the fridge. Oh, yeah, I produced lots and lots of milk. And so, but to me, I saw that as an advantage. It was inconvenient, but I saw it as an advantage because it allowed him to be just as active in the feeding as I was, which I felt it was worth that. You know, I thought it was worth the trade-off. But it does. I mean, you produce a lot of milk, and you're huge, and you're sore. That is absolutely true. And I'm
right. And so how do you want to feel intimate when you're sore? It feels like rocks there. Kelsey, hashtag got milk. Anyways.
And I don't remember intimacy being a thing, but maybe it's because it didn't happen. I don't even, I have no memory.
It's like it didn't
be at that time. I don't know.
Oh my
gosh. A C-section. I was on lots of Percocet, so it may or may not happen. Yeah. I don't know.
You guys are so fun.
He's still with me. Something happened.
So something happened.
I guess something eventually.
Percocet's
great.
Best of both worlds. I shouldn't say best of both worlds, but the C-section and the natural birth. And in both cases, you know, I mean, C-section, you've got I couldn't even walk up the stairs. So I get that it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. when you're dealing with a surgery scar on top of a newborn, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Yeah. So, you know, I just think that in order to, and I hate presenting problems and not solutions. So I just, you know, my advice to new parents and to new couples and people bringing in aging parents is you have to schedule time with each other and communicate what the issues is so that you guys can work around it. Because your partner's probably more understanding than you think. And I know from experience a lot of times the stress is in your mind and it's not reality. So communicate. You'll get through it. Mm-hmm. You'll get through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So true.
And, you know, and if you're not in a healthy situation, a healthy relationship in which communication isn't free-flowing, you know, it's important to reach out and not get stuck in your own world and your own mind, because that can be detrimental, you know. So finding people that you can reach out to is absolutely key. And so because we have all kinds of, you know, postpartum depression is
right.
huge, and it's, you know, and it's something that has to be recognized and not ignored, not pushed back. Not, you know, oh, I'm just attributing this to, it's a new, you know, this is a new change in my life. You know, if there are some symptoms of depression, then it's really important to pay attention to that. And
absolutely.
Do something about
absolutely.
It.
Postpartum depression is real, and I don't think a lot of people recognize it in themselves. And I don't think society really recognizes it as something that's real. I mean, we hear the extreme cases on the news. But, you know, the less extreme cases plague a lot of women.
Yeah.
And
so
you want to make sure you do recognize that.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't want to jump into my story until I know that we have time.
How much
time do we have, lady?
I think
we have 3 minutes.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know,
so we can go into girl talk. Oh, 2 minutes.
Hello. How many? 2 minutes? 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one recommendation, you know, well, you know, for girl talk, the women moving in together, women helping each other out is a great, it's a movement that I've been seeing on the news and the media, on social, you know, on blogs, where moms share the responsibility and seek out roommates. And I did this, so I know it works. But seeking out a roommate, another single parent who's willing to move in, share the child responsibilities, share the expenses. And you know, of course, just like any other roommate, you want to screen, you want to make sure that they're, you know, they match your values and all of that. But the situations in which I have done that actually work really well, and it is a financial relief. And so it's something to consider. And I've gone to roommate websites and have actually put in, I'm looking for another single mom. And it's amazing the kind of response you get. So somebody should consider putting together a website specifically for that. Single mom match.
Well, I think you're it, Dr. Pam. Parent. Tag.
Hello.
Single you're mom it. Match. I think you probably want to define a little bit what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, not like, yeah, you got to really define that because.
Or singleparentmatch.com. There you go. But yeah, that could be a dating site too, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Single parent room.
So, you know, but I think that's a good idea.
I do too. I think it's excellent.
Support system for sisterhood.
Yeah, and you don't have to feel lonely. Yeah. I think it helps with the feeling of loneliness. And if you're somewhere where you don't have family, you know, you guys can act as each other's families and do things together with the kids. So it brings the children, you know, some pretend siblings. So it's great.
Yeah, I love that.
That's
a idea.
Another job. I'll start that business. Unless anybody out there wants to start it.
Nobody's going to start it because you know what? You heard it here on the Dr. Diva show first. We're going to trademark that and it's going to belong to us. So
hello.
So when we get back, we're going to talk more about girl talk. I've been waiting to say that girl talk and doctor's orders. Is that what we're going to do? Yep, we're going to do doctor's orders.
Yep.
So. Yeah, so meet us back here. We are the Dr. Diva Show, and yeah, we're going to trademark that. So don't you dare steal it. See
don't
you in a minute.
That's right.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
When is the last time you saw sparkles of life in your day? Each day holds a treasure, the extra in the ordinary. It is too easy to miss them because they're familiar and we take them for granted. If you want to add sparkle to your day, listen to Mighty Gems, spotlighting everyday jewels with Dee Lee. She offers a new way to view the world and to discover your own mighty gems in daily life. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
What makes you the best you can be? Is it money? Is it success? Maybe it's love, a good career, home, and family. Could it be a bit of all of these things? Be the best you can be with Dr. Linda Sanicola, along with her featured guests, will bring you the tools that could be the answer to the questions you've been asking. You'll get to the root of some of the problems that have been keeping you from being the best you can be and tackle them head on. Listen every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Diva Show. I'm Dr. Rhonda. I am here with Dr. Sony and Dr. Pam, and we are discussing family matters.
And because so family does matter.
Yes, family matters. I love family. You know, who else are you going to turn to when the chips are down? You know, your family. Yes. But we're going to roll right into girl talk. I can't say it like Dr. Sony. Girl talk. I can't do it, but hey, I tried, right?
I said we're going to talk about single moms, right? Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Pam. Co-parenting.
Oh, well, I said what I was going to say at the end of the commercial about the single mom match. But, I mean, we can keep going with it if we want.
Oh, I didn't know you were done.
I was done, but no, I mean, you know, I can always keep going on that.
Oh, well, she dropped the mic.
Pam, I thought you were going to go into you and how your ex-husband co-parents Joya, too. I didn't know. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no, I wasn't, but that's actually excellent. Yes, so, I hadn't even thought of that. But no, I think one of the things that have worked out so well is, you know, as much as I bring him up from time to time on the show, I feel bad because I'm like, God, I hope he doesn't sound like a monster, you know, because he actually is a great guy. And we have worked together really well to raise this amazing daughter. And, you know, in spite of some of the differences or whatever may have happened in our relationship, we have made it a priority to make her first and make her needs first. And in doing that, we do not, we don't fight over petty things, you know, even if there's something that the one parent is doing that drives the other parent crazy, we just let it roll off of our backs because at the end of the day, we both know that we are doing the best we can for our daughter. So personality differences are really irrelevant when your child is at the center of the priority, you know. So I know I don't have to go home to him and he doesn't have to come home to me. So, you know, we get on each other's nerves. It's cool, you know. But, you know. But we collaborate. You know, we collaborate, we talk, we find, you know, we know what's going on in her life. You know, anything that happens, we brief each other. And it really is about putting our priorities right. It's not about ego. You've got to throw ego out the window.
Right.
And really focus on each other. So I think at her last birthday party, you know, somebody, I think it was Dr. Sony, said, you know, you guys need to get the award for, you know, co-parenting of the year or something, because you guys really know how to collaborate in a way that she has, you know, she's happy. She is a happy child.
I did. I saw that, and I was like, when I saw you guys at the birthday party, I was like, OMG, like, who are you people?
Who does that?
How do you co-parent so well? Like, it was so seamless. Like, you wouldn't have even known that. You know how sometimes you see two parents who are co-parenting and there's tension and you can tell really don't. It was none of that. I was like, okay, I don't feel awkward at all. Quite nice.
And another thing important. Is we made it a point to respect each other and make sure our friends respect each other so we don't trash talk about each other to our friends, and that makes a difference, and family members. So, you know, it does make a, you know, a huge difference.
That is awesome, Dr. Pam, that you guys are able to do that. And I mean, if you can do it, hey, you need to let the world know it can be done, because, you know, all too often we see where, you know, the parents are using the child as property, and, you know, one parent's telling the other child, don't let that parent do XYZ in front of you, or what happened while you were there. Or, you know, so it just puts a lot of stress on the child. And I mean, you guys are allowing Joya to be a happy child growing up with two loving parents, you know, even though you're in separate households. So kudos to the two of you. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
I think, and I know we put you on the spot, but I think people needed to hear that, because I've seen too many people who are co-parenting that think that co-parenting means, you know, you down one parent. One thing that I hate to hear is for a parent to really talk bad about another parent in front of the child.
Yeah.
Because, you may not like that other parent, but that child loves that other parent. So
that's right.
And that child is that other parent. That child has that other parent in them. So when you're insulting the other parent, you're insulting the child.
Right. So that's one thing that I hate to hear. So. I think that's good. Well, oh, my gosh.
Well, I've been trying to get him to write a book. If you're listening, ex-husband, we could write a book about this.
It would be a great addition.
Can we all get along?
Yeah,
right.
It'll be a great addition, you know, because, I mean, I think, like I said, I think people need to see that, you know. I just don't think it's seen enough. So
Yeah.
So we have 4 minutes to do doctor's orders. I can't even do that in a New York accent.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, you really have to be a true New Yorker to get that down.
Yeah, I got nothing.
She
I got
to go
nothing.
To New York to get that one down.
So for doctor's orders, well, the first thing that I want to say before we get into doctor's orders is happy birthday to one Mr. Chubb Rock, who, if you guys know the show, you know he wrote the music and composed the music to the Dr. Diva show. So.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. That's Dr. Rhonda. That's my other
job.
You
know, go. That's the best I can do for his song. So.
Yeah.
You know, and wow, what a mother I am. It's my son's birthday. He's
19. Oh, happy birthday, Dr.
Happy
Pam's
birthday,
son.
Danny.
Daniel, yes.
Yes, happy birthday, little Danny. He's not little anymore, but he's always going to be a child to me. So happy birthday, baby. Oh, it's his birthday, and he's graduating, right?
He's graduating, birthday, going off to college, big time.
Oh, lots of great things. Awesomeness.
So, yes.
Well, happy birthday and happy graduation to Daniel. So for doctor's orders, I think my last thing is, it's important to talk to your spouse about how your roles will change when a child is introduced into the equation, and just understand that your roles will change.
Right. And this is Dr. Rhonda. Coming from a career aspect, you know, I think that when you return back to work, you want to make sure you set up that meeting with your boss, meet with your team if you were leading a team of people before you left, just to get back to what you expect, what they expect. And you ask for support. You know, support is going to be the biggest thing with you returning back to work.
Yeah, and from a researcher perspective, you know, talking to other parents about how they handled life after a child, you know, it's in my blood to want to know and be curious about other people's experiences and how they handled it. If you're embarking on this for the first time, talk to other people. You know, there's lots of groups out there, too, that you can join and be a part of, just to kind of get some parenting tips. And I think the other piece of that, on the other side of that, is to not be judgmental about how other people go about parenting, because we all have very different philosophies, and you know what works for yourself and your child. Sometimes we don't know. We do trial and error, right. But it's okay because we're learning as we go.
That's right.
And I think, you know, when you're doing all of this, once we come up and we get single parent match, when we get that up and running, you'll be able to turn to that.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Notice I said we. Notice how I just kind of pushed myself into that whole endeavor, even though it was Dr.'s idea. It's ours now. It's kind of like both ours.
And the last doctor's order, last but not least, you guys are so funny, is to make time for yourself out of all of this, because it's a big balancing act, and you got to make time for you, refocus, recharge, you know, get yourself right, get your mind right for, you know, the responsibilities ahead.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, family matters. It's not just TV show. It's a philosophy.
It's real.
Family matters, so... This is the end of our show, and we want to thank you guys for listening to the Dr. Diva Show with Dr. Shoni, Dr. Rhonda, and Dr. Pam. And as always, tune in next week, and remember,
smart is the new,
is
sexy.
The new sexy.
Sexy. I think I went too fast.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Divas Radio Show. Please join the Dr. Divas again next Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We want to see you back here next week.